The bill has strong bipartisan support from legislators who heard emotional testimony from falsely charged individuals about the difficulty they face finding work even after they're acquitted. Republican Assemblyman Daniel Lemieux says even though the court access website, also known as CCAP, has a warning to employers on it about not using the records of people who've been found innocent, many employers don't pay attention to that.
A lot of people look at CCAP and they see sexual assault or whatever, and they don't read any farther. They see that and okay, check him off my list. And that's a concern to me. And I think this protects some individuals that have been wrongly accused of some harassment that they don't need.
Lemieux says the paper records will still be available in the courthouse, but Bill Leaders, who heads the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, says all the records of court procedures should be left on the public website. Leaders says if people can't find the complete court record on the website, they'll turn to for-profit companies that will sell it to them.
And it's much harder to control that information in the hands of private providers. There's less checks on accuracy, so it would end up making matters worse for some people.
And Leaders said it would give the public the false impression that state prosecutors have a 100% conviction record because none of the cases they lose would appear on the website. He says it will also make it more cumbersome for investigative reporters like him to track down unscrupulous prosecutors or find out about defendants who may have committed a crime but been acquitted on a technicality. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.